Federal News Radio reported earlier that the Army was going to tighten up its retention rules. The result is that the Army could lose some 3,000 non-commissioned officers. But the new rules may also end up helping the Army. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni spoke with some experts to get their take on the new up-or-out policy. He joins me now with what he's found out. First of all, Scott, tell us what the Army is doing in the first place that could cause these 3,000 NCOs to lose their jobs.
Well, the Army has these things called retention control points, and they're used to kind of tell people that, you know, you've been in this one rank for a little too long, and it's time for you to either promote up or get out of the Army. And what they did was they had them farther up because of the Iraq War and the war in Afghanistan. They needed more people.
They needed them.
Right. And now it's, you know, they're drawing down. They're trying to get to 450,000 people for active duty by 2018. So it took things like Master Sergeant control point. It's going to go from 29 years to 26 years. So if you've been a Master Sergeant for 26 years, and when it comes up to be your 27th, you got to get out of there or promote up to the next level.
I guess the question is why you would want to be a Master Sergeant for more than 26 years. I mean, it's a great job, but at some point, 25 years on any job gets to be a little...
Right, that's a long time.
So who are these types of people that are leaving, these NCOs?
Yeah, so the ones that are leaving are the ones that are hitting that control point mostly, and it's people that have had 20 more years of experience. They've served two tours of duty. They're, Corps of Engineer officers. They're infantry officers. These are people that really know their stuff. And you know, partly that's a problem for the Army because that's kind of a little bit of a brain drain when it comes to enlisted officers. They're missing out on their really experienced guys that are going off into they're either retiring or they're going into the reserves or farther down into the National Guard.
Or maybe to contractors.
Right, that's right. Yeah, into the private industry as well.
They could maybe capitalize on that experience. But this is all pursuant to the general downsizing that Congress seems to be pursuing of the Army over the next several years.
Right, partly because of that. So I talked to this wonderful guy, wonderful expert named John Ostrowski from the Non-Commissioned Officers Association. And he said, you know, this is more like a pruning of the tree. The Army's not losing 3,000 positions. It's losing 3,000 soldiers. So when the drawdown happens, there's still going to be those 3,000 positions that are going to be, there's going to be younger guys moving up into those positions. It's more fresh blood for the Army. And there will be a little bit less positions. They might have 2,900 positions now because they're doing this drawdown. But what he said is that, you know, this isn't a completely bad thing. It's not like all these guys, the Army's losing everyone that they need, because instead of the guy that has 26 years of experience going off and leaving, the next guy coming up has 24 years of experience, you know, and that guy's been sitting there waiting forever to try and get his promotion. But he can't because this guy is either going to croak at 75 and still be a master sergeant, or he's going to, finally end up in retiring or get forced out of the Army. So this is something that's bringing in some fresh blood. It's bringing in more experience, maybe some new ideas. And you also have to remember that, you know, there's only about 1% of the Army is like an E9 and 2% at an E8. So it's a really small upper echelon of people that are getting this opportunity to be so high ranking in the enlisted areas.
So there will be this influx of people coming into these new jobs from the lower ranks. The lower ranks, though, are getting smaller, and the Army has some other personnel readiness problems that they're starting to face now, too, correct?
That's right. So the Vice Chief of Staff for the Army, Daniel Allen, he recently spoke at the Heritage Foundation on Monday. He said that 100,000 of the Army's enlisted and officers are not deployable. These guys are, and 80% of those people are, because the reason they're not deployable is because of medical issues. And so that's a lot of people. It's a huge part of that's about one-tenth of the whole Army itself. You know, the whole Army is about 1 million people, or they're trying to draw down to about that
much.
And
deployable is not necessarily ready right now, but deployable means they could be moved into readiness if needed, or in this case, could not be.
Right. So actually, I have a clip here saying exactly what he means by that. And then this is Daniel Allen. He's the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, and he's talking with
James.
Four-star, yes. And he's talking with James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation.
The fact of the matter is, across our total army, we've got 100,000 non-deployable soldiers today. But that's predominantly soldiers that
they just can't
that cannot fill their position and deploy to perform the task for which they were enlisted into the army. And so we've got about 80%+ of that is in the medical realm. We know that we can gain efficiency in terms of speed with which we transition these folks either back to full readiness or to another phase of a soldier for life journey.
So that's General Allen, Vice Chief of Staff, saying the problem, but what does he say can be done about it?
Right. Yeah. So that's the real question. And what he said during that is that only about 10% of the people that are non-deployable are ones that can get back into the game and become deployable again, be what they were actually enlisted for. And that's a pretty small number. That's only 10,000 people out of the 100,000 people that were hired by the government to do this, their specific job. So what he wants to do is work more closely with the VA, since the medical issue is the biggest issue for these guys, the reason they're non-deployable. So he wants to work closely with the Veterans Affairs, try and get them the medical help that they need, and they need to do it quicker. You know, it's taking years for this to happen. He wants to get it in under a year that these guys can get back onto the game.
Because the Army still has a requirement to downsize over the next couple of years to whatever it is, 450,000, I believe, troops.
Right, that's for active duty, yeah.
Active duty. So could some of these people be part of that drawdown and say, well, you're not deployable, you never can be, or you never will be?
Right. And I think, you know, he at the end there, he mentioned the soldier for life aspect of things. And that's kind of the Army's way of pushing these guys out into careers, maybe in the private sector, helping them train for, their associate's degree, or they're getting into college or going into the private sector, the workforce, also things like going into the reserves. So there's other options that they're trying to explore and give them a chance to, not just kind of go out there alone without any skills or anything.
And we should probably also point out that none of this drawdown and some of these other problems we've been talking about really affects the recruitment efforts of the Army. They still have to have a certain number of new people ingested every year to be able to keep the troop levels that they are authorized to have as an ability that can fight the nation's wars.
That's right. And recently they've been pretty lucky when it comes to these kind of things. They haven't been falling short on their recruiting. But you have to kind of think about how many people are actually eligible within age groups like mine, which is, you know, the early 20s, mid 20s. That's not a lot of people that can go in. It's only about 400,000 in the whole United States that are eligible because of crime or because of mental or medical issues that they have. They're not eligible to go into the Army. So it's getting a smaller and smaller pool that they can recruit from.
Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.